Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about faithfulness versus fruitfulness. Imagine a farmer. He goes to work every day in his fields. He works hard, he is diligent and faithful. Every season he tills the soil and plants the seeds. He ensures the irrigation systems are working properly. This farmer gets up every morning and works till the sun sets. He keeps his tractor and farming equipment in good working condition. He leaves nothing undone. He is a faithful farmer. But imagine after doing all the work, no crops are ever produced in his fields. Day after day, the farmer inspects his fields, but never sees any shoots coming up from the ground. Imagine the farmer's wife asking him why the farm is not producing any vegetables, and the farmer's response is, "Well, at least I've been faithful." There is an expectation that the faithfulness of the farmer will produce fruitfulness. The daily, diligent, faithful work of the farmer will eventually produce a harvest. You know, Jesus says something very important in John chapter 15, verse 8. He says, "This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourself to be my disciples." It is very clear in John chapter 15 that it is the will of God that our lives bear fruit for the glory of God. In fact, it doesn't just say that we are to bear fruit. It says we are to bear much fruit. The verse provokes a powerful question. Are our lives producing fruit? Are we bearing much fruit for the glory of God? Now, I suggested the fictional story about the farmer because it illustrates what I sometimes hear from Christians. We often talk about faithfulness as the goal of the Christian life. After all, when we stand before Him, we desperately want to hear God say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." While remaining faithful is a common topic of conversation, I rarely hear God's expectation of fruitfulness being discussed. So let's go back to John chapter 15. In verse 5, Jesus gives us the key to a fruitful life. He says, "He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do nothing." If we want to bear fruit, this is how we do it. We abide with Jesus. To abide means to live, to dwell, and to remain. Jesus teaches us about the importance of abiding in verse number 4. He says, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me." A branch disconnected from the vine has no life and cannot produce fruit on its own. Similarly, a Christian disconnected from Jesus has no life of their own and are incapable of producing fruit. Intimacy and closeness with Jesus, produced by our time with Him, is vital if we are going to bear fruit. We cannot dismiss our lack of fruit by arguing that at least we've been faithful. Faithfulness and duty for Christ is not the same thing as abiding with Christ. Our faithfulness is not meant to be passive or stagnant. Rather, it should overflow into tangible acts of love, kindness, and service that bear witness to the transforming power of Jesus in our lives. So what is this fruit that Jesus speaks of? It is the evidence of His life within us, the character traits and the actions that reflect God's love, grace, and truth. It is seen daily in our relationships, our words, and our deeds. It is manifested in the fruit of the Spirit. The Apostle Paul identifies this fruit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 as, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." This fruit is the evidence that we are Christ's disciples. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 20, "By their fruit you will recognize them." And here's today's challenge. Make time to abide with Jesus. Remember, apart from Him, we are incapable of producing fruit. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.